fighters. Many are intimidated by what it means to know your numbers. In this training here today, a few minutes we have together, I'm going to share some things that I'm hoping will make it a whole lot less daunting for you. Because, you know, listen, the last thing you want to do is run a business and not make any money. We have a rule in the contractor fight. We share it often internally here. We coach our clients around this. And the rule is this: don't fuck with the money. Yes, the craft is important. Customer service is important. All these things are important. But again, your service should make you money. The craftsmanship should make you money. If you're not making a hefty profit for the value you're bringing, I want to be very clear here, because some of you guys are going to do this and you're going to be like, you know, oh, all this guy talks about is ripping people off. No, not at all. I've said thousands of times on this fucking channel that high profits and high prices in the absence of value is unethical. So just hopefully I don't have to say that too much anymore. But guys, the first thing I want to share with you here today, he's already cracking up behind the camera there. He's like, Jesus, where is this going to go? I told him again I was going to stay calm, but every time I say that, I lose my shit. I should probably stop saying that. All right, get back on point. So the first thing that will make you knowing your numbers, make knowing your numbers easier for you, is you must keep your financials up to date. You don't want to get behind on this. Don't be one of those contractors that walks into their CPA at the end of the year with a box full of receipts and ask them to let you know if you made money or not. You should know each and every week throughout the year if you're making money or not. And you do that, number one, guys, by getting a tool, right? We love tools here at the Contractor Fight. You love tools. Number one tool is like a software like QuickBooks. I'm not paid by them. I don't have any affiliate relationship with them. I just know we use QuickBooks. A lot of our clients use it. I don't care what you use, but use something like QuickBooks so that you keep track of this shit and be a real business. All right? That's the first tool. If you want to keep your info up to date, incomplete data does you no good. I can't tell you how many times I sit down with a contractor to help them with their numbers. It's laughable how many times. And I go, pull up your most recent P&L, which should be like from last week. And it's like, oh, I'm still waiting to get ours back, you know, because my office manager does our books and she's behind. And I'm like, well, and it's like August. And I'm like, what are you up to date with? And they're like, well, we haven't really caught them up since April. I mean, guys, I'm not going to see, I did it. I did like a little internally there. I did that. Keep your data up to date. Damn it. Try to say that. Keep your data up to date. All right. Yeah. Number one, get QuickBooks. Number two, the next tool, okay, is a bookkeeper. Is a bookkeeper. I don't care if your wife was better than you in math. That doesn't qualify her to do the books. Most, I will tell you this, most companies that I've worked with over the past decade or so, when we put our eyes on their books, if they have something like QuickBooks, 90% or so are not categorized properly. Chart of accounts are messed up and it skews the books and makes things harder to understand and budget and plan for a business. So damn it, hire a real bookkeeper that works with contractors. So many non-contracting bookkeepers screw the books up all the time. All right, get a bookkeeper. Third tool under keeping your shit up to date, is make sure you're having a regular money meeting each and every week, and then have a monthly recap meeting. I don't care if it's just you and your bookkeeper, if you're a one-person show. In one of my old companies, every Thursday at 1 o'clock, my business partner and our office manager and our bookkeeper had a meeting that lasted about 2 hours, and they went over everything about the numbers that week. You know, what's owed to us? Who do we owe? What projects are finishing in the next couple of days that we're going to be able to invoice for? And you know what my partner would do sometimes? He'd pick the phone up and he'd call one of the crew leaders and go, hey, crew leader, I know you're on the Smith job and it's Thursday now. Are you still on track to finish Friday? But yeah, boss, we're still on track to finish. Okay, good. because we're going to send over the invoice right now. Please let the customer know that it's in their inbox and that at the final walkthrough tomorrow, you're going to be picking up the check because we need it for payroll. Guys, if you're not having this regular money meeting in your business on a weekly basis to see where things are at, you're doing yourself a disservice. And then having the macro meeting each month where you're looking at, hey, once all the books are reconciled in QuickBooks by your bookkeeper, you can look back on the previous month and you go, how did we do? Were we on budget? Did we spend more on overhead than we thought we would? Where was our gross profit? So in real time, if there's things that are not going as planned and you're unprofitable, you could catch them right away. Helps with cash flow and those things. So keep your financials up to date.
If you've ever considered the time you spend in the sales process and then divide that by the people who wasted your time, then I know you're going to want to download our guide to spotting a cheap customer. Go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap. It will help you spot a tire kicker a mile away so that you don't invest a crazy amount of time on the wrong prospects. If you want to shave your estimating time in half and sell projects to people who are ready to pay for the value that you bring, head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab the guide to spotting cheap prospects today.
Second tip I want to give you here is set and track your KPIs. Those are key performance indicators. These tell you where you're going, all right? Kind of like the dashboard on a car. You know, how much gas do we have? What's our speed? This and that. There are certain numbers that you should be tracking as a contractor. Now, you could go crazy with number after number after number after number of things that you could track in your business, but I want to share five quick ones with you here that if you're not tracking any KPIs, you start doing it right away. Number one, how many leads are coming in? Track your leads. If you don't know how many times the phone is ringing or forms are being filled out, people are reaching out to your company, you're going to have a hard time setting and achieving sales goals. Second thing, your sales close rate. For every 10 leads that comes in, how many turn into money? That's data that you're going to need to know. Number three, your average job size. So many people don't know their average job size. And you guys always say it. I go, what's your average job size? And you go, well, they're all different. No shit. That's why there's an average. Okay. So you might have a $100,000 project and then a $30,000 project. What's that? $130,000. If you add them together, divide by two, your average job size is what? $65,000. You're fucking up the math behind the camera there. All right. Fourth thing, fourth KPI, your actual income that comes in a given period of time, like on a monthly basis, versus your predicted income. If you're creating a budget and you're going, we're going to bring in $75,000 a week, all right, and then you look at the actual and you're bringing in $32,000 a week, you're not on track and you're going to be in trouble, all right? And the fifth thing, gross profit margin. How much are we keeping? I've done a gazillion videos on this stuff that you could search for on gross profit. It's important. Get it up there, make it at a 50 or better, and your life will be easier. Guys, there's, like I said, there's so many more KPIs that you can track. These are the few that you can start with to help you know your numbers. And in time, as it makes sense, you can add other ones. All right. Third thing to help you get a handle on knowing your numbers is job cost every project. This actually could have been the first thing you could do because in my experience, for me personally, nothing woke my ass up about the math in my business like job costing did. And guys, what that is, it's you're watching the game film right after you play the game. That's what job costing is, right? That way you can make adjustments on the next game, the next project you do. All right. So you have an estimated performance. Hey, this job's going to take 50 man hours. And this is how much we're going to spend in material. And then on the other end of the job, when it's done, job costing is nothing more than looking back and going, how many actual hours was it? Were we over or under what we thought? And the same with materials and this and that. When you make these real-time adjustments and your job costing and you're comparing estimated to actual performance, it keeps you from getting to a point in your business where at the end of the year, you're wondering why you don't have any money. I promise you, if you job cost, and one of the things we try to teach people to do here is You job cost every project you do within 24 hours of doing it. At least the man hours. I know some of the receipts for materials and stuff might not come in. I get that. But the man hours should be easy to keep track of if you have your shit together in the field and you're managing your jobs properly. All right. So guys, listen, I appreciate you hanging with me here today. Hopefully this takes a little bit of the intimidation factor away from what it means to know your numbers. If you want to get some help in your business and have a conversation about how to move faster and go deeper on some of these things, and you want to talk to somebody on the Contractor Fight team, go to thecontractorfight.com/help, and you'll be able to book a call with one of our kick-ass team members. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.